I think that's Isaiah 28. Yeah, with stammering lips and another tongue will I speak to this people. And there's other scriptures that actually have something similar. But the idea is, and the point was, they would not hear him in spite of all the ways in which he would communicate to people. And he says, wherefore, tongues are for a sign, to fulfill the scriptures. They're a sign, a signal. They signify something. They're an indication of something. What? Indication of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit. That's what the Pentecost, why they speak in tongues? So that would be, and then people afterwards, they say, we know they received the Holy Ghost because they received it just like we did. Here's the thing, is receiving the Holy Spirit, if nothing happens to you, I don't know why you should think you received the Holy Spirit. Because something should happen to you. Something happened to people whenever they received the Holy Spirit in the Bible. Always something happened. And so I take that in very much to heart. That something needs to happen. Something has to change. Something powerful. It should be something where you know God is now with me. Therefore a sign not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. But prophesying serveth not for them that believe not, but for them which believe. Well, how's that work? Well, because tongues are a sign. They signify something to people that don't believe. The Holy Spirit, remember what happened on Pentecost Day? They spoke in this thing and there was a sign, right? And people don't believe. It's a sign for them. Sometimes a sign can be, it doesn't mean you have to recognize it. You know, a sign is a sign. Whether or not you stop at the stop sign still means stop. And tongues still signifies what tongues signifies, whether people understand the sign or not. Prophesying, even though people understand it, it's for them to believe. Why? Because people who don't believe the prophesying. Thus saith the Lord. I don't believe in the Lord. But then they speak in tongues and it's sort of like, well, what's that about? It's a sign. If therefore the whole church become together to one place, and all speak with tongues, and there come in those that are unlearned or unbelievers, will they not say that you're mad? Yeah, they would say that, don't you think? I don't even think he's not even forbidding it. Okay, though it's, again, people will say you're crazy. When you all speak with tongues at the same time, and he says, nah, don't do that. Let things be done to edifying. Let it be done in order. Sometimes things get out of hand. How that would never happen with foreign languages. Like everyone in there speaks a different language. You're in a church, right? And everyone speaks a different language. When would you ever have that happen? At the United Nations, maybe? Yeah, at the Jewish Passover, when all the Jews came out of every nation back to Israel for the Passover? Yeah, well, that case, yes. But what about in a Greek church? Here we are in Corinth. Most of them are Greeks. They speak Greek. Why would they go, I'm going to speak barbarian. Why is that going to happen? That's not going to happen. If all speak with tongues, and Paul before said, I would that you all speak with tongues. But he didn't mean simultaneously. If they're coming those that are unlearned or unbelievers, will they not say that you're mad? They will say you are mad. Because they just hear all this stuff and they're like, what's that about? Now, wait a second. If they understood what they were saying, they wouldn't say you were crazy. They'd be like, whoa, they speak in our own languages the wonderful works of God. But here's the thing. It's like I said, what happens when Hebrews speak tongues in front of Hebrews who were born in the same place and speak the same dialect? So you were all born in Galilee. How would you recognize one Galilean speaking tongues to another Galilean? If it was always something that would be understood. Again, it would have to be something they didn't understand. Otherwise, they wouldn't understand that it was tongues. It would just be prophesying or something. It wouldn't be, whoa, this is something else, you know. And this wasn't just, and like I said, it's like prophesying. The false prophets prophesied. There were prophets of false gods. There were whisperers of the false gods that would whisper in unknown tongues and so on and so forth, incantations and spells. But if all prophesy, and there come to one that believeth not, or one that is unlearned, he's convinced of all, or confuted, admonished, like in teaching. He is judged of all, and thus are the secrets of his heart made manifest, and so falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is in you of a truth. As, of course, this is purely hypothetical. I mean, this isn't just what always happens. Though I suppose if you all if all prophesied, maybe that would happen. What he's saying is, if they all prophesy, that's powerful. Now, interestingly, he says, tongues are a sign not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. Right? And he said, this almost seems backwards, because then he says, prophesying is not for them that believe not, but for them which believe. But then he says, if you prophesy, one that doesn't believe comes, he's convinced, it does all these effects to him. So why did he say it doesn't, it's not a sign to them? Well, it's not a sign to them. It's not a signal necessarily of anything, though he's saying that he's going to report that God, it signifies that God is of a truth in them, but it actually has an effect on them. It builds them up. It edifies them. It changes their minds. It affects their understanding. So tongues can serve as a sign to them that believe not, but not to those that believe. Those people who believe, they take it as a sign. What? It's that the Holy Ghost has come. So why, you know, I guess I'm somewhat, I thought, you know, honestly, I remember explaining this before. And I don't remember how I used to explain it. Meaning, I mean, with my current understanding, I had a take on this I used to think about, but I haven't thought about it in a while. I'm just sort of taking it as it's coming. But I just find it interesting. It doesn't really slip up what I'm teaching. It's just sort of, I'm curious, what does he mean? On the one hand, he says, well, it's a sign to them that believe. Now, I think I get the first sentence. And I understand, you know, verse 22, I understand verse 22. And then I understand verses 23, 24, and 25, but how you put them together, I don't get it. I can't put them together. Because on one hand, he says, tongues are for a sign not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. Well, then he says, tongues, if those that don't believe come in, they're going to say you're crazy. So what, tongues are a sign of me being crazy? Is that what he's saying? And prophesying doesn't serve, now he says, serve is in italics. Prophesying is not...